Strange Adventure.
The Lodge Convention had finished the business of the meeting and was celebrating its final hours with a sumptuous dinner. Speeches and jokes kept the dining room in an uproar. Finally, Big Jim Justin, the former president of the Lodge, rapped on the table for order, then rose a bit shakily to his feet.
Gentlemen, I'm having such a wonderful time here. I hate to leave such charming company. But I'm beginning to feel a bit weak. I beg to be excused and get back to my hotel.
The men rose in respect to their honored member. Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau left his place at the table and overtook Justin at the door.
Jim, I'd be glad to give you a lift to your hotel. My car's right here.
Thank you, Jonathan, but it's only two blocks. The walk in the fresh air may do me good. Thank you and good night.
An hour later, the club secretary called Inspector Hawk into a small room of the hall.
Say, I've just had a call from Jim's hotel. Something terrible's happened. Jim's committed suicide.
Oh, I shouldn't have let him go home alone. He's been brooding about his health for some time.
Inspector Hawk hurried to his car and drove to Justin's hotel. Sergeant Cassidy was already on the job in the dead man's room.
Hello, Chief. I got here right after this guy discovered the body and phoned headquarters.
Cassidy nodded toward a middle-aged, pajama-clad man standing just inside the doorway. Hawk recognized him as a fellow lodge member.
Jeff Pollard. How did you happen to be here tonight? I thought you'd be at a convention.
No, I had some work to do, so I came home early. I was just going to bed when I heard a shot and ran directly here. But I was too late. He must have died instantly.
Inspector Hawk looked down at the lifeless body of his friend. A revolver was still clenched in the dead fingers. He noted the powder burns around the wound in the temple.
Pollard, when did you last see Big Jim Justin?
Early this evening at the convention. He seemed to be having a swell time.
Yes, and where were you when you heard the shot?
In my room down there at the far end of the hall.
Was there anyone else in the hall when you ran here?
No, Jonathan, the hall was deserted. Oh, poor Jim.
Pollard, I've known for some time that your friendship for Justin was purely a sham. But I didn't know you harbored murder in your heart until now. Consequently, I'm going to have to hold you for murder.
Sometime later, Sergeant Cassidy joined Inspector Hawk outside the police station.
Say, Chief, I sure thought Justin bumped himself off. What was wrong with that guy Pollard's story?
Pollard told me that the last time he'd seen Justin was early this evening at the convention hall. If that had been so, he could not have known that Jim had returned to his room. Yet when he heard the shot, he ran directly to Justin's room. As his own room was at the far end of the hall, he could not have known exactly from which room the shot came.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Pride of the Diamond D, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.